KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, breezy, and 32 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, a man from Lewis was arrested Saturday on drug charges. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday deputies arrested 25-year-old Ricardo Enrique Torres on charges of possession with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, possession of marijuana, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Torres was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $9,000 bond. Officials of the City of Atlantic say they're working hard to bring up the number of licensed dogs in the community. The most important thing they note is that licenses are delinquent after April 1st and will cost dog owners an additional $10 per tag. Licensing your pet, they say, is one of the best ways to ensure that if it strays or gets lost, they'll come back to you as a responsible pet owner. It's also the law. You can license your pet in person at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. To learn more about licensing, you can go to www.cityofatlantic.com and read the licensing requirements in the City Code of Ordinance. License fees are a non-refundable city fee. Police in Red Oak report two women employed by a local convenience store were arrested late Monday night on theft charges. Authorities said following an investigation, Deborah Ann Lamb and Katharina Ann Gurney, both of Red Oak and both employees of the Red Oak Come and Go store, were taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. Lamb was charged with theft in the third degree, while Gurney faces a fourth degree theft charge. Both women were being held in Montgomery County Jail this morning. Lamb's bond was set at $2,000, while Gurney's bond was $1,000. And Red Oak police investigated two separate non-injury accidents on Monday. Authorities say police were called to 6th and Elm Streets, where a two-vehicle accident took place. When officers arrived, they found a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider sitting on the west side of the intersection on the traveled portion of the road. A second vehicle was near a power pole facing southeast across the road. An investigation determined that the Eclipse, driven by 18-year-old Tiana Pafford of Red Oak, was traveling westbound. She failed to see the other southbound car, and the vehicles collided at the intersection. The damage was estimated at $6,000 altogether. Pafford was cited for failure to yield to a vehicle on the right. The other accident happened at the intersection of Hammond and First Streets in Red Oak at around 3:35 p.m. Monday. Officials said a 2007 Chevy Suburban driven by 15-year-old Nathan Fournier of Red Oak was traveling west on Hammond Street, while a 1992 Chevy pickup driven by 46-year-old Justin Knuckles of Red Oak was traveling south on First Street. Knuckles told police he put his truck in neutral and thought he was slowing down. The collision happened after he looked up from his dash. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,800. Knuckles was cited for failure to obey a yield sign. A 10-year-old suffered from minor abrasions after the bike he was riding was struck by a car in Council Bluffs Monday afternoon. Bluffs police say officers responded to a reported car-pedestrian crash at the intersection of 6th and Canesville at 3:48 p.m. When officers arrived, it was learned that a 10-year-old, his mother, and sister were crossing 6th Street traveling westbound on bicycles. 32-year-old Fernando Vasquez of Council Bluffs was traveling north on 6th Street in a Mazda. Vasquez stopped for a red light and started to turn right on Canesville. When the 10-year-old ran into the side of the Mazda, he fell to the ground and sustained minor scrapes. The child's mother refused medical treatment at the scene. The child's name was not released. Authorities say right turns on red are allowed at the intersection when it's safe to do so. Vasquez was cited for failing to yield to persons in a crosswalk. In our funeral announcements, Stephen Cross, age 64, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Stephen Cross will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Colette Young, age 71, of Atlantic, died March 16th in Omaha. Memorial services for Colette Young will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Mildred Arkfeld, age 92, of Panama, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Mildred Arkfeld will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Herman Richards, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Herman Richards will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Levi Ackert of Green, Iowa, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday in Waterloo. Graveside services for Levi Ackert will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Margaret Reimer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Margaret Brimer will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Lenora Jensen, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lenora Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Loretta Schramm, age 94, of Manila, died Sunday in Texas. Funeral services for Loretta Schramm will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Betty Lynn Foost, age 56, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Betty Lynn Foost will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Mary Catherine Vondresik Dugan, age 100, of Earlham, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. No services will be held for Marie Catherine Vondresik Dugan. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Earlham Chapel, has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.